Nolte, Experts Already Predict Global 2024 Box Office Failure. By John Nolte on April 8, 2024. After a disastrous 2023 at the global box office, Hollywood's 2024 is already predicted to be even worse. Gower Street Analytics has revised its 2024 global box office projection to $32.3 billion, reads the press release. This is a little better than the original prediction of $31.5 billion, but still down about 3% from the $39.9 billion grossed in 2023 based on current exchange rates. Here's the key figure: it would also be 18% lower than the average of the global box office totals between 2017-19. Even with population and ticket price increases over the last 5 to 7 years, the movie business is looking at nearly a 20% drop. Wow. And even though the science tells us why the movie business is down nearly 20%, hint, the quality of the product, here's how the sycophant entertainment industry spins it. A downtick in box office grosses was expected this year due to production delays caused by the Hollywood double strike last year and a lack of major blockbusters on the level of recent hits like Avatar, The Way of Water, the Super Mario Bros. Movie and Barbie. Exhibition sources have told The Wrap that 2025 is seen as a potential rebound year with higher profile tentpoles and a greater quantity of theatrical titles on the slate. Super Mario Bros. And Barbie both came out in 2023. And both domestically and worldwide, 2023's box office was an embarrassment. As the first quarter of this year already proved, the problem is not a lack of product. The lackluster box office start comes despite audiences having more theater options than they have had in years. This year through February 18, there have been 11 wide-release movies, or those showing in at least 2,000 locations nationwide. There were 9 wide-release titles through the same time frame last year. As far as what's coming, theaters will have all kinds of product throughout the rest of the year, including around a dozen franchise titles, which I bolded: Bad Boys 4, The Garfield Movie, Furiosa, A Mad Max Saga, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, The Fall Guy, A Quiet Place, Day One, Despicable Me 4, Twisters, Deadpool, and Wolverine, Alien, Romulus, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Transformer 1, Joker, Folie à Deux, Gladiator 2, Moana 2, Karate Kid, Mufasa, The Lion King, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Those are some of the biggest movie brands in film history, and the box office will come in nearly 20% below the pre-pandemic box office. The quality of the product is definitely not the problem. The problem is also not a lack of brand titles or a lack of franchises. The problem is that Hollywood's woke crusade has obliterated its customer base. The problem is that normal people know movies aren't very good anymore. The problem is a lack of appealing movie stars. The problem is that what had once been 2 hours of escapism is now 2.5 hours of lectures, insults, hectoring, and gay sex. Over the weekend, I watched Bound for Glory, 1976, and Wild River, 1960. Why would I waste my time driving to a movie theater to be insulted by mediocrity when those classics, and thousands of others, are available in the comfort of my home? We all have 100 years of popular culture available to us, so why suffer through any of this new crap? The best part is that those 100 years have already been vetted by history. We know what the best movies and TV shows are. We don't have to wade through a pile of manure to find a pony. Hollywood hates normal people and wants to queer our kids. There is nothing wrong with hating Hollywood right back. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.